The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, what did we get today from Terry Fontenot? Were you satisfied with what you heard from Atlanta Falcons general manager Terry Fontenot? We are Dukes and Bell. We're live at Twin Peaks. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
Mike Bell, we've got a lot to discuss. We've got a lot to dive into as we finally heard from the GM. Now, as we've been saying all week, he doesn't speak a lot. He only gives us about, I don't know, two, maybe three pressers a year at the most.
We actually talked to Alex Anthopoulos more than we talked to Terry Fontenot.
I'm sorry, say that again?
I said we actually, I'm just not trying to be belligerent. Somebody at the Falcons will get their panties in a twist on that. But yeah, we actually spend more time talking with Alex Anthopoulos maybe three or four times a year or more than we talk with our judge with the Falcons.
So you're saying the general manager of the Braves gives us more access.
Yes, if I'm honest.
Fair enough.
Well, the listeners can figure it out, too. I'm just pointing out, stating the obvious.
It is true. With that said,
I sent an email in 3, 2, 1. Go
ahead. It's already been sent. Yeah. Terry Fontenot said some good things today, but he also said some things that did not make sense whatsoever and did not help his cause or the Falcons' cause when it comes to the front office. And, Mike, as he was asked a lot of good questions, and Zeno, by the way, memo, ask the question. Zeno, get to the question, will you? I love Mark Zeno, but he was asking all this stuff, and at one point Terry says, what's the question? And Zeno's like, good point. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah, Mark, with all due respect, son, you don't need the preamble. That's why you work weekends. But anyway, back to you, Carl.
Oh, that's cold. That's a low blow. Here's the deal. I think the Kirk Cousins comments about them being satisfied and comfortable keeping him as a potential backup is complete nonsense. And I also think, and I commend Terry for this, the first thing he said today is, I'm disappointed in the job that I've done. I have not lived up to it. And I respect him for that because he hasn't. Mike, he's missed on a lot of draft picks. We know that. But let's get into some of this stuff because I want you to hear it for those who did not get a chance to hear some of these comments. First and foremost, this is the first thing he said as he opened the presser today.
I'll start out by saying how disappointed we are in the result of the season. A lot of people put a lot of work into this, from the players, the coaches, the entire staff, everybody in the building. A lot of people put in a lot of work. And so when this is what the result is, nobody's happy about that. Most importantly, we're disappointed for our fans. We know all the support that they give us, and we know you deserve better. It's our job to get right into this offseason process and look at every aspect of everything that affects football. And make sure we're doing everything we can do this offseason to put us in position next year to win more football games and putting this team in position to be a consistent winner. We understand at this point the words don't mean anything. We have to speak with our results, and that's what we're going to do.
Letting the fans down and acknowledging it is something we talked about on this show, Mike, yesterday. He at least acknowledged the fact that, hey, we know we've let you down again.
Right, and like I appreciate the ownership, you know, of it. I mean, we all know what happened. You're in the catbird seat with a 6-3 record, and certainly the moves that he made, we weren't complaining about then. It just, look, events that some of which were beyond their control. The only things you could control is once Cousins started to swan dive, is when you get him out of there, and then make the decision boldly to go with a guy that, you know, again, you set yourself up for this. You had an insurance policy. I just think you waited too long to cash it in. And more questions were asked about that in the press conference. We'll talk about Kirk Cousins' future. You'll hear that comment as well.
404-726-0929. You satisfied? How do you feel today as a Falcon fan? Do you feel better? Do you feel the same? I don't think he gave us any insight, guys. And I listened to the whole damn thing. I watched the whole damn thing. He didn't give us any insight into where this team is going. Right now, all we continue to hear right now is this evaluation, evaluation. We're evaluating everybody. By the way, they've not fired anybody either, and it's Thursday.
Yeah, they may move on. Look, maybe they'll do it later in the year. You know, I mean, like, at some point, if you're going to bring in, let's, for argument's sake, say a replacement for Jimmy Lake, you're going to want to get that guy in the building quickly, because other big-time coordinators are already interviewing for other jobs and openings, and other staffs will have replacements. But you want to have your philosophy together for the draft, you know, for your evaluations of the combine,
sure,
before you get to the spring. So that's there is a sense of urgency there if they are, in fact, going to do anything. Maybe they don't. You know, maybe Jimmy Lake stays. I don't think that would – I think a lot of Falcon fans would have a problem with that. I know I would.
So, Mike, he said today, and we're talking about the Terry Fontenot press conference. It's Dukes and Bale Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Guys, we're live at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. We'll be out here until 7 hanging out. He said the intention was to sign Cousins for 2 years guaranteed, which is what they right. did. And he says, obviously, when you do that, you want to get a guy to play at a high level for 2 years. But then he said something that had everybody confused. Here is what Terry Fontenot said in regards to being comfortable with Kirk Cousins being our backup. Understand there is a price tag attached to this.
Yeah, this is, we'll get to this. We'll break this down.
Here is our general manager.
Yes. So, you know, when we gave Kirk Cousins 2 years guaranteed. So when you do that, you expect to get high level quarterback play for two seasons. We understand that didn't happen. Nobody was happy to make the switch at that time, and we wanted to get that high level quarterback play for two seasons. So now what happens is we had to accelerate that plan and go to Mike earlier, and yet we're the allocation at the quarterback position, the cap allocation is we're eighth in the league. That's what we had planned for, where Kirk is the starter. He's not the starter anymore, but we're very comfortable moving forward with him as a backup. He's handled himself extremely well through the entire process, from start to finish, from when he came in the building. And, you know, in these adverse situations, that's when you show your true character. Kirk's a great man, and he's been great support for Mike, a great teammate, great support for everybody in the building. So we're very comfortable moving forward with him as the backup.
Now, let's get real. We said this yesterday, Carl. You're not going to have Kirk Cousins as a backup here making that kind of money. They're going to have to spread out this cap hit over 2 years. There's ways they can do it. We've already talked about the post-June 1st designation, different ways they can do it. Remember, guys, Russell Wilson statistically had a better year than Kirk Cousins did his last year in Denver, and they couldn't find a trade partner, and they had to release him. And, guys, nobody is trading for Kirk Cousins. Nobody is going to trade for Kirk Cousins. So now he's not going to say that. He's going to play the game. And, you know, for marketing purposes, for lack of a better word, he's going to say, hey, we're going to hold on to Kirk and he's here. They're going to cut him. They'll try to find, if they can find a trade partner. But again, Carl, that's a million to one shot. I just gave you the numbers. Russell Wilson, they couldn't even do that in Denver. The Steelers basically picked him up for nothing, and Denver had to eat the salary.
Yeah, here's my issue with this. Sometimes when things don't go your way, and it is not Terry Fontenot's fault, by the way, that Kirk Cousins went to crap. It's not.
I agree with that.
Okay. But when things don't go your way, we took a swing as an organization, and we missed. Own it. We took a shot. It didn't work. We're moving on. Let's not linger with this decision, and now all damn offseason, we got to, well, when we trading him, when we not trading him, where is he going to go? We shouldn't have to even deal with that. Own it and say, we made a mistake. We thought it'd be better. It wasn't. We're moving on. Fine, because what Mike is saying is absolutely correct. There's no way in hell. First of all, go look at the backup quarterbacks in the NFL, and you tell me how much money those guys are making. Is anybody making the amount of money that Kirk Cousins will make next year? The answer's no. It doesn't happen. One, because it's financially stupid. You don't do it.
Right.
So own it and let's move on. I'm okay with that. But to play this game, I thought to even bring up the word comfortable, and then he had to kind of correct himself, saying we were comfortable with the decision we made to try to go get him. Obviously, we're not comfortable with the results. Okay, either way, that's not the right phrasing.
I mean, look, I get it. It's semantics when you talk about, hey, man, yeah, Kirk is on our roster, and we're going to explore all options. I would have said that. You know, I wouldn't have said that he's going to be a bad man. No, he's
come Don't on. Say anything.
You said too much. The average backup quarterback salary, according to Chris, is well under $10 million.
Oh, how much is Kurt set to make next year?
That's 45. So
there's no way.
Yeah, and he's the 12th highest paid quarterback. Now, if there was, you know, a situation where Kirk, you know, got hurt, and it's short term, and you know he's coming back. But it's a guy coming off an Achilles who then had an injury. And by the way, we'll cover that. Terry was asked about, was it an injury? They said
yeah,
no.
Yeah, that was big.
And everybody around here is saying, wait a minute, then that doesn't pass the eye test. Did Kirk not want to cop to having an injury because he knew that Penix was breathing down his neck? Either way, we're here, and Kirk Cousins is not going to be here next year. So I understand. He's not lying to you, fans. It's just the way he's projecting the message to the rest of the league, even though, as we said, the Broncos were in the identical scenario last season.
All right. Want to hear from you guys. Follow Mike at Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, the radio show. It's Dukes and Bell, 929. Follow this radio station, 929 The Game. Stay up on everything that's going on. We will continue, and there is a lot to break down, as Mike said. Multiple things being addressed today. Now, whether you got the answer you wanted or not, that's another story. Mm-hmm. But, again, I did think he did say some things that we absolutely needed to hear. And I appreciate him saying, you know what, you let us down again. As a paying ticket holder, Mike,
right.
Thank you. We're sick of it. Fix it. Get it right. Draft some guys that can play. The guys that can't play, let's move on.
Right.
This is not hard. Like, and I love the fact that, and I don't know who it was, maybe it was Zeno, said, hey, most general managers, they get 4 years with no playoffs, Mike. You're right. Usually gone. Terry acknowledged that. He said, we didn't win enough. You're damn right you haven't. So what are we going to do about it? 404-726-0929. Here's one thing I want you to hear before we get our first break in, and that is, would they trade Cousins? Because this is the question that everybody's asking. Here's how he addressed it.
We'll take those things as they come. You know, now that's a specific, you know, with that mark, it'd have to, everyone would have to be good with it, right? From his camp, his supporters, Mike McCartney, Kirk Cousins, us, the other team. Like, there's a lot of layers to that, and we'll take those as they come.
So, you guys, I want to be clear here. He has a no trade, which means he's
yes.
got to approve
Correct.
Whatever they bring to him. We're not kicking him to some sorry team in the league because we just want to move on. Cousins was smart enough to know, hey, if I'm going to go there and commit like this, I need a no trade. Okay, so that's why he's alluding to we've got to work through all these people, his agent and Cousins, because he's got to prove.
Guys, give you some perspective. I had a guy just say, no, we can trade him. Russell Wilson, his last year in Denver, 26 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, and they couldn't find a trade partner, and they had to release him. Kirk Cousins coming off 18 touchdowns, a mystery ailment, and 16 interceptions.
Mystery.
he at one point before he got knocked out of the box led the league in turnovers. That's not marketable, guys. That's a pipe dream. So, you know, I know we have some Falcon fans who believe everything they read. Don't. I mean, people have to speak in code sometimes, and I'm not calling Terry a fibber. I'm just saying he's trying to maintain all his options. He isn't gaining anything by saying we're going to cut Cousins, but he's also not going to be able to trade Cousins.
Correct. 404-726-0929. We got a lot to get to, man. It is a big Thursday show. We got college football playoff action tonight. We're here at Twin Peaks. Of course, they will have the game on. If you're looking for somewhere to come hang out, and this is a great place, great food, obviously they'll have plenty of TVs to check out the game. Also, the Braves make a move, which we'll talk about coming up in our daily download. It's all on the way on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. There is nothing worse than traveling to go see your team and then your team losing. Sorry, Mike. That is.
I've been there, done that.
That is what Mike Conti. You went across the sea.
I had to go all the way to Dublin to watch my team start to stink for the season.
Conti went down, and he's going to be at the Orange Bowl checking out Penn State. I'm only bringing this up to tell you guys, game tonight, first of the two games for the college football playoff before we get to the final on January 20th. I actually like Penn State to win tonight, but to cover, Mike, it's plus one.
It's basically a pick 'em.
Pick 'em, correct. Yeah. So. I'm going to jump on that. I know we're doing our picks tomorrow, but go ahead and put me down, Turtle, for one of those. You know where I'm going tomorrow, so you can already put me down there. Texas to cover the 6.
I think we get Ohio State, Penn State, all Big Ten. Boy, they'll be chirping.
Big
Ten championship. But
big time.
I'm also going to go on. I mean, we'll talk about it more later in the show in a dog report. But, yeah, I like Penn State as well. I think their best game against Oregon – I think if they can replicate what they did in the Big Ten Championship against this Notre Dame defense, they giddy up.
Totally. Hey,
and I don't know if Notre Dame can keep up in the scoring.
I don't either.
A high-scoring match.
I don't either. Hey, if you're just joining us, we are talking about the comments of Terry Fontenot. And again, because I know they're always listening,
watching, judging,
and we're talking about the Falcons, he did say some good things today. But as far as how to fix things and where are we headed, it was more about the evaluation stuff. And we got to say this about our listeners. We love you guys.
Right.
But when you tell us that Kirk Cousins, they're protecting the asset, there is no asset.
It has no intrinsic value.
Zero.
At the end of the day.
You're fooling yourself. And I said to Mike, you know, some of you guys are thinking of this as the NBA. Listen, salaries don't have to match.
Right.
There's no team in the NFL that has to do jack to get Kirk Cousins
Let me get a expiring contract. And I just I stole your line. I just tweeted out. I said there's no way they find a trade partner. Not to mention, if they even found a trade partner, Kirk has to sign off on it.
Correct.
Kirk just pointed out. He's got a no trade clause in his contract. You have to sign off on it. Carl said it, not the NBA. And again, guys, if you missed the first segment of the show, Russell Wilson is last year in Denver. 26 touchdowns, only 8 interceptions. Kirk had 16 interceptions, led the league at turnovers at one point, and had 18 touchdowns. He didn't get to his football card, not even close. So there's no value. I know what the problem is, Carl. We have some guys out there in their cars or at homes thinking, we could get a second round, you wouldn't get a seventh round for Kyle. You're not getting anything for him.
No.
And Carl, you just pointed it out. You don't have to do anything. He will be released, and then you have to outbid his services with another team, the way the Steelers did for Russell Wilson.
So when you tell me, and I love Kevin on social media, he's on Twitter, but Kevin's like, this is a moot point. No, it's not, because it's going to affect your offseason. It's going to affect your offseason. So
you got less money to spend for two seasons and free agency. Now, we know the cap is a rocket ship to the moon based on the NFL's growth.
True.
But still, you've got less money to spend on things in a year. We really need to retool this defense.
All right, speaking of defense, what did Terry Fontenot say about how to fix the defense? Here's what he said this afternoon.
So it starts with us, and that's what we're doing right now. We're going through every single position, and every single we'll evaluate everything, and part of it, Arch, is we have to develop players in the building. We have to make sure that we're doing that. So every player, we're getting the best version, they can get the best version of themselves. So we have to develop in the building, and then we'll have to look outside and look at the areas that we do have to enhance, whether it's free agency, whether it's the draft. We have to find those ways to continue to build that team to be more consistent.
All right, let's help Terry real quick, since obviously he needs maybe some advice. Mike, what areas do we need help in on defense? We need another corner, don't we?
Yep,
we need
a bigger
defensive line.
Strip sack.
Whether you want to say one or two guys, I don't care. What else do we need, Mike? Oh, we need guys that are on the field at the linebacker spot. Troy Anderson. What else do we need, Mike?
Well, I mean, it's a question which has stymied general managers before. Terry Fontenot, and hopefully, you know, he will find a way. But we've got to get an edge rusher.
Oh, that too.
You've got to get some edge rush. You've got to, you know what you need to do? And I'll say it again. It won't happen because there's all these mitigating circumstances because the combine, where will a guy be? Who will fall in love with this guy, that guy? And we just don't draft Georgia Bulldogs. And just, I don't know what it is. We've got this amazing talent pool. It's just 60 miles up the road. And it might as well be in Madagascar because we never seem to ever find anybody to play defensive line or anything other than, you know, Charlie Warner did a nice job every now and again. But you need to find somebody, if not Michael Williams, somebody of Michael Williams' quality. Again, he's a raw, unfinished piece. He's going to have to get better. I think Jalen Walker would be a great piece. Mm. But that's what you're looking for. Pierce from Tennessee. There's a number of guys that are going to be where we're picking 15. And by the way, 15 is not a death sentence. We got A.J. Terrell at 16. We got Lindstrom at 14. We've had some good pieces in that range.
Got to get the right guy. That's what it comes down to. All right, guys, more on Terry Fontenot's press conference. Want to hear from you. Love all the input. But understand that you're not getting anything for him. And that's where this starts, first and foremost. And that's why everybody wanted to know, what is your plan? How are you going to do this, and what are you thinking about it? Because it matters. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's get to the Daily Download.
Story number one.
Let's start with the road trip that ends tonight, West Coast for the Hawks. Boy, I guess they got out of L.A. just in time, huh?
Yeah. What a scene. I know we saw that. It's surreal. We talked about it yesterday. Everybody's talking about the fires now and in the Hollywood Hills, the Pacific Palisades, and just – I saw today 40% containment. That was around lunchtime today, so I hope – better things happen. I know they're thinking now of moving the – we'll get to it, but they're moving the perhaps the L.A. Rams game with the Vikes to Arizona, which they had to do because of the wildfires. Randy McMichael talked about it in San Diego years ago when the Dolphins had a Monday night game with the Chargers.
Yeah, the NFL – and again, I don't think people realize this, but guys, there are contingency plans for everything. In the main office in New York, they have, and God forbid, Mike, if it ever happens, and you know, but we talk about the worst scenarios. Like, okay, what if this happens? Here's how we're going to deal with it. They've dealt with this, but They also, the NBA, by the way, is going to postpone the Laker game tonight, which I think is a smart decision. But the Hawks are not there. They are in Phoenix. And Trae Young, guys, continues to be talked about after he hit that game winner the other night just beyond half court. Trae was talking about, you know, that's one that he'll always remember.
Dude, that's a shot that I don't know if I'll ever be able to hit again or have a moment like that again. It's definitely up there. I don't know if it's up there with those playoff moments, but it's that's definitely a buzzer beater I won't forget.
Yeah, because, Mike, you know, as Trae said, regular season's not like the playoffs.
Right.
So, of course, it's not like a playoff moment, but it's a big deal during the regular season. And, you know, you may never hit another one of those in your entire career, right?
Right.
So that's the cool thing. Trae also talking about the confidence that the Hawks can make a run, and he was asked about this.
And started training camp. I mean, Quinn has done a great job of making sure we've all been focused and locked in on the right things and just taking it day by day and making sure we get better with every game, whether it's a win or a loss. And just being able to be around these young guys has been fun. And just taking it day by day has been what's really been a real good key to our success early on. And we've got to keep it going.
I hope they can make a run. Coverage starts at 8:30. Tips at 9 right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We do have a poll question up. Chris, what is the poll question at Dukes and Bell 929? It has to do with our Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, it's pretty simple.
Hold on, Chris. Wait for it. There we go.
The mic issues are just following me wherever I go.
The radio gods just don't want a different turtle.
They don't like it.
Keep me in my producer hole. All right, it's pretty simple. Go vote at Dukes and Bell 929. How did Terry Fontenot's presser make you feel about the Falcons' future? More confident, less confident, or neutral?
Okay. Go check it out. Go vote. Let us know. And by the way, if you got something else to add, we'd love to hear from you. Because I know we were anxiously anticipating what was going to be said. And as I said to start the show today, do you feel any different? Hey, let's get to story number two.
Story number two.
It's the college football playoff, Mike. We said it. Penn State, it's pretty much a pick 'em. They're a 1-point underdog. This game could go either way. The crazy thing is, you know, James Franklin kind of took a shot at Notre Dame. Remember, not playing in your conference championship, Ohio State,
right,
didn't hurt some of these teams that got into the college football playoff. And James Franklin, the head coach of Penn State, kind of made a statement about it.
I think it should be consistent across college football. Again, this is no knock at Coach or Notre Dame, but I think everybody should be in a conference. I think everybody should play a conference championship game, or no one should play a conference championship game. I think everybody should play the same number of conference games. Just the numbers are going to make things more challenging if you're playing one more conference game. I just think things need to be consistent across college football.
I agree with Coach Franklin.
I do too.
I think Notre Dame, because if they are, again, the aura of Notre Dame, their zillion-dollar TV contract with NBC, they don't have to play by those rules that James is talking about. There's only two independents in college football. It's UConn and Notre Dame. You know? That's it. You know? And with all due respect to our buddy Jim Mora Jr., nobody's clamoring, although UConn did have a nice season
this year. They did.
And Mora's on told everybody, you come and get my guys, I'm putting your name out there on blast. but Notre Dame doesn't have to live by those same rules, so there's no reason for them to play by those rules.
I agree,
guys. They don't need to.
Hey, we just got some news. I want you to stay right there because this is kind of shocking. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and tell you exactly. We're live at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. Come on through. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So this story is just in, and it's a change of course.
Shocking.
It really is for Carson Beck. Remember, he was going to enter the NFL draft. That was the plan. Well, now Carson Beck has reversed course, and he plans to enter the transfer portal. So, Mike, hold up. If he makes a decision to not enter the draft, has another year of eligibility, which we've talked about, and said, hey, Kirby, hey, Bobo, you know what? I changed my mind. I want to come back.
Right.
They didn't want him back? Because that's what it feels like to me when you have a guy of this experience. Unless they just feel like Gunnar Stockton is flat out better, and they're in better hands with him moving forward.
Or just maybe split the baby on that, the medical thing. How has he kind of bounced back? We know that in the case of Brock Purdy, it was, what, 6 months, seven months?
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if that long term. I don't know. I'm not sure if Brock Purdy talked to the NFL people and said, look, we won't have a way to evaluate you other than film, and you might not be anything more than a third or second rounder at best. So maybe it's best for you to go to an offensive program where you can show your skills and come back and be a top 15 pick. I don't know.
He underwent UCL surgery after suffering that that injury against Texas that ended his season. But, I mean, listen, it's not unprecedented. Mike mentioned this last year, and he was upset because Florida State didn't pay enough. But Cam Ward did the same thing a
Correct.
Year ago.
Right.
This is not unprecedented, but I think for Georgia fans, you're like, wait a minute. We've been talking about this quarterback thing, and everybody thought that he gave you the best chance to win a championship this year.
Right.
Why wouldn't you bring him back? But to your point, if he's not coming back until the middle of the season, then maybe what is the point? Either way, he threw 28 touchdowns, 12 interceptions this last season. They did win the SEC championship. He is a 24-3 starter in his career. That's pretty damn good, regardless of what you think about Carson Beck. And I've said this, when healthy, I think he has the tools to be an NFL quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, he was a Heisman hopeful and all that. I mean, granted, that's kind of, you know, it's a bit disingenuous because there was a bunch of other players who probably had a better shot. But the social media, your screen just reset, Chris.
No problem. So Carson Beck has a social media influencer girlfriend.
Yes, he does.
Her name is Haley Cavender.
Twin, right?
And she's a twin, and she goes to Miami. Mm-hmm. And Miami just lost Cam Ward.
Okay. Well, if you want to play the social media game and the social life scene, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, it's certainly viable, and Miami's got money to spend on a name, image, likeness.
I don't know, Mike. I mean, like, you're giving up a guy, again, 23-4, if he can play, and if he's available at the start of the season, I don't know.
Two things. Did and you and I were just touching on it. Did Kirby just basically say, you know, wish you luck, adios, because he does have a cannon, but so does Gunnar Stockton. Gunnar Stockton can make all the throws Carson Beck can make. You know, you saw that at times. Just guys got to catch the football. But I do think there was, for me, always the question, how does Carson Beck prepare for the NFL draft, the combine, because by now he wouldn't be able to do anything in pro days. And then you're going on tape. And then the tape, if we're honest, Carl, was inconsistent at best.
Yes,
drops
it was.
Aside for yeah. Carson Beck this year. I thought he regressed under Mike Bobo this year.
No doubt.
By the way, guys, real quick, more news to this ESPN reporting. Miami is now the favorite. Carson Beck.
There you go.
No, so that didn't.
You are, look, dude, I give it to you. You are Sherlock Holmes on the social media stuff when it comes to athletes.
Well, look, that's there are people. This is all they do, Mike. They sit on social media and they follow clues of what people who are they following.
That's what this, my boy Turtle does.
Yeah. People do this all the time. Like that's their gig. Either way.
And this one, by the way, with a hat tip to our buddy Rusty Manziel as well.
Well,
he's
I'll,
on this.
I'll say this. How you feeling as a dog fan about it? Is it good riddance? Is it like goodbye, like, hey, I'm cool right. with it? Or do you want the best quarterback to start the season to give you a chance to win next year? Like, I think they're going to be really good. I'm on record as saying as much. I think this was the most challenging year, and Kirby
right.
has said as much about how challenging this season was. But at the end of the day, you know, I feel like I still want to have the best opportunity to have the best guys playing at that position. Carson Beck, when healthy, is really good. It is not all his fault this year. Either way, he is entering the transfer portal.
Interesting. And, I mean, do you think – but that's what Georgia fans are going to want to know. We're going to reach out to Rusty Manziel and get his take on it, Carl. But do you think there was ever a discussion where Kirby and the staff have to say
– Of course.
Weighing, you know, okay. I mean, it's funny because this dude was – we had to remember the Georgia fans this year when that article came out once he got the arm injury. You know, that Gunnar Stockton's driving his grandfather's old beater pickup truck. Don't need no Lamborghini. He's a simple man. I don't know. I don't think he's a bad kid. I just think, unfortunately, in the world we live in now, fans just get so hyped up on that stuff and make it into a thing.
I do too. All right, we'd love to hear from you. You can hit us up 404-726-0929. We will get back into the Terry Fontenot press conference. There's no debating that, but this is a big deal. And
right.
I find it very interesting that there's a, you know, reverse turn here for Carson Beck. One, the other part of this, Mike, is it's not even about the injury. What if he was just told, you're not going to get drafted until the fourth or fifth round.
That's what I was saying. You know, you can talk to NFL scouts just like in the NBA. His people, his reps could talk to NFL personnel people and say, look, you're projected to be a late second round, top third round best at best.
Yes.
And go to another program that's going to got some skilled position guys, reestablish yourself, and then you can be a top 20 pick or a top 10 pick. maybe be the first quarterback taken in the next draft. Who knows? But because right now you're damaged. Because how can I evaluate you other than the film? And the film is a mixed bag at best. I know we always think of SEC quarterbacks going up against the best defenses, but still, you can't work out. You can't do all the stuff. You know, Michael Penix Jr., there was talk that he would have fallen out of the top 15 because of the ACL concerns had we not taken him.
Yeah, I just had a guy hit me up. They're better without him. Okay.
Thanks. Easy, Tiger.
Thanks for that. You weren't saying that 2 weeks ago when he was missing and you were like, man, I wish we had Carson Beck. You weren't saying that.
Well, I mean, he wasn't Jake Fromm. He wasn't JT. I mean, he's better than JT Daniels. But he just, unfortunately, to Carl's point, it coincides with this new crossroads of college football where Kirby doesn't have the depth that he had for the Natties. They don't have the offensive line. The skill position guys were dreadful. Arguably the worst wide receiver core in the SEC.
This hour is brought to you by Padley. Guys, sell your home for cash fast. That's PADLYBuys.com.
By the way, guys, ask and you shall receive. Rusty Manziel will be joining us momentarily.
All right, awesome, because this is breaking news and certainly a big story for the Dogs. And, Mike, here's the other part, too. Didn't Jaden Rashada just enter the transfer portal?
He did. Yeah, no big surprise. We'll get Rusty's take on that. He's ready to go, Carl.
All right, let's talk to the man. And, Rusty, you're on top of this. It's Dukes and Bell. You guys hear Rusty on the Steakhouse. He covers, obviously, high school, college football like nobody else in our state. And I'll say this. I am a little surprised. Maybe you're not. What do you know about Carson Beck and his reverse turn here? I'm going to the NFL. No, I'm not. I'm going to the portal.
Well, first of all, I'm trying to get some damn milk and bread, and then all this stuff breaks. So let's say, you know how it is. You know how that is. But when something like this happens, you put the bread and milk on hold. Here's the thing. You look at this from Carson's perspective. Georgia was trying to recruit quarterbacks. He was trying to decide, is he going to have this surgery? What does he need? The time crunch for Carson Beck did not help his decision. It kind of rushed him into some things. I think since then, I think he's kind of understood the scope of his injury. I mean, you're talking about not probably throwing until May or June at the earliest. That's not going to set well with NFL guys. Right. He didn't have the year that you want to put on tape. I think, if you guys think about this, you remember Cam Ward declared for the draft, and then Miami talked him out of it.
Yeah,
and then
Carl
he came
that
back
up.
Like 2 weeks later. So when you look at this, I think it's Miami. I mean, I don't know that 100%, but everything would make sense. His girlfriend goes there. He's a Florida kid. They have missed on, like, three of their major targets at quarterback. And if you don't think they didn't come to him and go, look, Cam Ward might be the number one pick. He probably is going to be the number one pick if they don't trade it. So I'm sure that came to Carson and said, you've got time to rehab here. You've got time. We know what you can do. You can come here and make X amount of money. And, you know, listen, he's been at Georgia 5 years. I think it's more of those things where, you know, the guys he came with, those guys are gone. He didn't come in with any of these guys. These are all younger guys and stuff like that. So that doesn't surprise me. I think the timing of when he had to, quote-unquote, to decide a couple of weeks ago was really a time crunch for him because he had just had surgery. And right. I think the more and more detail he did with NFL people, they're probably like, hey, man, you're going to be a little bit further down than you think. And then he started thinking about, I got another opportunity. Why don't I buy myself some time and why don't I make a bunch of money and go to South Florida?
Right. And then reestablish yourself, as you said, and maybe be that top 15 pick. Rusty Manziel's with us, guys. He's the owner, publisher of Dogs HQ. You hear him, as Carl mentioned, on the Steakhouse. Joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Would there ever, I mean, what was your take with Kirby? Was Kirby already ready to turn the page? Or do you think there was a discussion that they had to sweeten the pot?
I don't know that 100%. I just think that he'd been there so long. Things didn't work out this year for him. Georgia, once he had declared, I think he knows that Georgia has turned the page for most likely Gunnar Stockton. I mean, Gunnar Stockton lives with Oscar Delp. He knows all that's his guy. Everybody at Georgia that he came in with, those guys are gone. In fact, Carson Beck was living with two guys that didn't even play football this year. Two guys from Jacksonville, you know, they're going to school there. I think Carson was 1 foot out the door. I think he was going to go to the NFL. I think everybody thought he was going to go to the NFL. He gave Georgia 5 years, two full seasons almost on the field, and three waiting his turn. So he did his time at Georgia. I think everybody, the way it's happened the last month and a half, I think this is why it ends up he's not going to be at Georgia. He's going to be somewhere else, and why he's not in the draft. That injury changed everything.
We're talking with Rusty Manziel, guys. The breaking news about Carson Beck deciding to enter the transfer portal. I just said this to Mike. I'm not sure if you heard it right as you got on the line. So what's that room going to look like? What additions have been added? And we know right now, if this is, you know, Beck's situation, we didn't expect him to be back anyway, but Jaden Rashada, what are we looking at in that quarterback room?
Well, you're going to look at Ryan Puglisi probably behind Gunnar Stockton. I don't think, you know, I think everybody wants to automatically assume it's Gunnar Stockton's game. I don't think he did anything to hurt himself in the Notre Dame game. Had a turnover there on his strip sack.
Right.
You know, first time you ever play, and you play against Notre Dame in the national quarterfinals, that's a pretty tough assignment. I thought he did pretty good. I think he showed some things he can do. Ryan Puglisi's a kid that Georgia beat Ohio State for. I mean, it's a kid out of the Northeast. He's there. I heard he's had a good couple of weeks. They're going to bring in two freshmen. Here's the thing, though. Georgia tried to bring in another guy to compete. They tried to bring in Mendoza from Cal. Didn't get him at the end. They tried to bring in Purdy, the young man that ended up at Florida, who was a starting quarterback at Charlotte. Try to compete. So there is one more portal now in May. There's an open window. Yeah. So get to a spring practice. Oh, yeah, joy, another free agency month. But, you know, you get through spring practice and you kind of decide where things are. But I'll tell you this right now, and you know how things play out. The number one quarterback in America, one of the most talented. I've been doing this 14 full-time. I've never seen an arm like I've seen on this kid, Jared Curtis out of Nashville. He is a rising senior. He was committed to Georgia for a while. He backed off. Mike Bobo is in his living room right now in Nashville on a visit. And I'm telling you, you're going to hear that name from here until whenever he decides what he's going to do. Huh. So Georgia's going to be in on the number one quarterback in America for the 26 class. They're in deep right now with him. We'll see how that thing goes. And so quarterback, they got two true freshmen that will be here. Ryan Montgomery out of Ohio will be down. I think he's a mid-year. They got another young man that's going to start, I think, in June. So they'll have four quarterbacks in the room. But I know that Kirby Smart would love to have somebody else at least with some experience that's taking snaps in a game. And we'll see what they do in May. But listen, guys. I mean, I know Kirby would love to have three or four guys that's played. No, that doesn't happen now. Those days are, right. You know, those days are. Right. Whoever wins, if Gunnar Stockton wins this job, it'd be interesting to see what he does next year. It'd be interesting to see what Ryan Puglisi does. Just the way it is, man. That quarterback room with portals, you just never know.
Right. Hey, Rusty, you just touched on Bobo. I presume that Kirby's faith in Bobo is marrow deep, so he's not going anywhere. What about Stacy Searles? Offensive line became a big issue this year.
Yeah, you know, you look at that, and I get a lot of questions. One thing I can say this: if you look at Stacy Searles, you look at Mike Bobo, they've always been able to run the football. I don't know why. I haven't dug into enough tape. I haven't talked to enough people. I don't know why they could not run the football. They could not run it a freaking ounce. They couldn't run it 1.7 yards against Notre Dame. That's something they'll fix. That's something I have confidence they'll fix. But I know this. If they were going to play – in Atlanta on January the 20th, in the last game of the year, they had to change their wide receiver room. And I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt that they have spent money to change the wide receiver room. Now, it has to play out on the field. But you see a different philosophy. When you go head-to-head with USC and Texas for Noah Thomas out of Texas A&M, and you win that one, then you go Zachariah Branch, who came off a visit to Miami. I know it sounds crazy, but everybody doesn't choose Miami just for that beach. I can tell you this, you know what I'm saying? To get him was a big deal, and his brother, but Zachariah Branch, one of the best, you know, most electric to me. I've seen him in high school. This guy's got a lot of Miko Hardman to me. He's really quick, gets the fifth year. So Georgia really signed five wide receivers. So my comment to everybody asking about the offense, I think Kirby Smart is going to go out and get the guys they think that can fix it, and we're going to see what happens this year. But you know, you look at Mike Bowman and Stacy Searles together, they've always been able to run the football. I had no idea why they couldn't this year. I have no idea, but I guarantee you that is something they will spend an entire offseason working on and seeing what the problem was.
Great stuff. Rusty Manziel, man. Get your milk. Get your bread, bro.
Yeah.
Damn. I mean, it looks
get
like
your propane
in Publix right now. I'm telling you, man, these people are – this is like an Oklahoma drill in here for this last gallon of milk.
It is. No, it is. I went last night, as a matter of fact, and it was fend for yourself. One dude pulled out a sword. I was like, come on, it's not that serious. Rusty Manziel, thanks so much.
I'm about ready to use some of those Mike Bell flyer miles and head to Naples.
Hey.
Hey, man.
Got to do it.
Down on the beach, baby. It's good. No ice, no sleep down there, Coach. Hey, Rusty, great job, man. Thanks for jumping on last minute, baby.
Oh, man. Thanks, guys.
That is Rusty. He is on with the Steakhouse guys, and again, covers college football on three. Check out the website. We got to take a quick break. That is interesting breaking news about Carson Beck. We're going to come back and talk more about what our general manager said, and he said a lot more next.